Welcome to Interior Design Career Lab, a podcast for interior design students who want to bridge the gap from classroom to career and understand how the real world of design works.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Interior Design Career Lab podcast. My name is Adriana, and I will be your host. And I am a student and also work in interior design.
I'm Jacob. I'm going to be your co-host. And I also am a student and work in interior design.
We started this podcast because we noticed a lot of students struggle from being a student to being a designer. We think there's a gap. We need to build a bridge for every student. We've been in this situation. We've been through all these struggles, and there's not much information out there that will guide students, that will help them bridge this gap, make the journey to become an interior designer, and most important, successful interior designer.
Yeah, it's scary, right?
It
to
is
go
scary.
From school to the workforce.
And yes, not only it's scary for you as a student, but it's also scary because you don't really have the help that you need. School does its own mission, you know, has its own mission, which is so important and is great. And then companies, they have expectations from you. And how do you get there? Like, you need to build a portfolio. There's so much that you need to do to really get and work for a company or create your own, like open your own studio and be successful at that.
Yeah. So how has your school experience been?
My school experience has been great. You know, I think everything has ups and downs, especially when you try to learn things that are so new to you. But I am super grateful that I made the decision to study because if you try to become a designer on your own with no studies, which there are plenty of designers that are self-taught.
Well, technically, they're not designers.
Technically
then,
not, but,
degree,
yeah, but yeah, you know, they call themselves designers. Mm-hmm. And some are really talented, which, you know, they're good at it. You can learn on your own, but school has so much that can offer. Mm-hmm. So I think it was a really good decision to start school. Learned so much that I could never learn on my own. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
What about you?
Well,
you're almost
I would
done.
Agree, especially with technology, because if it wasn't for school, CAD, Revit, like SketchUp, I wouldn't know those softwares. Because you also get them for free as a student, right? So you can play around with it. But a lot of times that like first entry level job is doing CAD or like some kind of drawings, you know, that's the technical side. And so without school, it's really hard to kind of break into the industry too if you're trying to go through a company, because they're looking for somebody who has these skills that if you're not in a program, you won't really be able to get anywhere else.
Yeah, I agree. And plus, I think when you study and you finish your studies, that's when companies know that, okay, so this is your career, right? Mm-hmm. This is not something you just want to try for a couple years and see if it works out for you or not, right?
Yeah.
Like you put so many years already into this, you did great, and now you really want to pursue it. Mm-hmm. So I think that already says a lot for companies that want to hire you. And even if you don't want to work for anyone and just be independent, it's still great to study because the connections that you are going to have, you know, in school, and then the professors, the coaching that you're gonna get from them, the feedback you're gonna get from them, and then the opportunities like, you know, events or any, if you wanna be part of any volunteer opportunities, any project, volunteer project, there's a lot that school can help you with.
Yeah.
And it's a journey worth taking for sure.
Yeah, it sets you up for like that groundwork of what design looks like, because you do everything up until contracts would like come and like start building, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So definitely super important to go to school for this.
Yeah, I agree. Go to school.
Yes, you can't skip it.
No. Nope.
If we suffered, you have to suffer too. Still suffering, actually.
Still suffering, yeah.
Oh, speaking of suffering, what do students struggle with?
Oh, yeah, right? Like we went right into it. It depends. I think struggles for students are different. There are students who they know this is what they want to do in life. And they probably struggle with maybe a course. if they don't like something, maybe mm-hmm. let's say CAD, AutoCAD, it's challenging. So they struggle with that, right? So there's struggles like this, which are temporary and particular, so it's not like a general struggle. And there's other students who struggle in terms of, is this really what I want to do, mm-hmm. right? So they are uncertain. Maybe they start interior design because, you know, it sounded nice. Yeah. And they thought they were just going to go and buy pillows and arrange them.
They thought about like it was decorating and not actually designing.
Right. A lot of times interior design is mistaken for decorator. And that's so far away from it. Mm-hmm. Like it's, yeah. And then when they get to learn all these technical drawings and softwares, they get
plumbing
it.
Plumbing fixtures come into it. Electrical work comes into it.
Exactly. Yeah. That's when you realize like, wait a second, this is has nothing to do with mm-hmm. what I see on social media.
Yeah.
When you see so many designers, you know, they show you like, oh, here's how we're going to arrange the table.
Like an HGTV before after kind of thing.
Correct.
Know? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's far away from that. And I think this is a big mistake and it's a misleading situation for students who think that they will pursue this career because they're just going to do decor all the time. Being a decorator is great, but that's not what interior design is.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you mentioned a good thing that students struggle with different areas of school, because like for me a lot of it was software, like learning Revit and stuff. Like it's a hard program to kind of like understand, wrap your mind around. That was like my personal struggle, and I still have like a learning curve to kind of go through with all these modeling features. But some people also struggle with like thinking outside the box and like being creative about projects, you know. Like it's easy to kind of see what's on trend, but how do you think away from that, you know,
true.
For clients who aren't looking for a trendy thing or whatever. And so school kind of lets you be that like playing ground where mm-hmm. you learn and make your mistakes because you don't want to make them in the real world for somebody. And like, that's also a fear that we'll
for
get into.
Sure.
But school's where you kind of get the chance to, you know, try it out and see.
Yeah, you experiment in school, mm-hmm. right? That's what it is for. And it's so great that, as we talked about this before, interior design school, it's not like you're a doctor, right?
Mm-hmm.
You do practice so much on real projects. It's just, it's a school project.
Right.
It's not like
it never goes to bid, but like you have an actual,
it's an actual
hotel
building.
Or like,
it's an actual floor plan. It's actual plumbing fixtures, electrical mm-hmm. work, ceiling plans, everything, mm-hmm. drawings.
And you have all the codes that go with it, you know? So.
Exactly. Yeah. So this is what's great about it. Like you really get to do real work that actually you're not responsible for.
Yeah.
Worst case, you get a bad grade.
Right, exactly.
But that's it. Mm-hmm. No one's gonna sue you, you know?
Yeah, hopefully.
If you made a mistake in school,
but
so make the mistakes soon in school. Try to explore, experiment as much as possible.
Yeah.
It's okay if you make mistakes. Mm-hmm. It's better to make them sooner than later.
Because also part of it's finding out your own personal style. Like what kind of designer are you? What's your language? Mm-hmm. What's your vision about something? Because everyone's different, you know, and every client's going to be different. You have to kind of tailor their expectations and like their thoughts and like feelings about the space to your language, you know, and how do you make that space a reality?
Yeah. I totally agree. For example, even me, when I started, I was always thinking like, what's my style? Because I never had the style that I say, like, this is my favorite. This is what I like. This is what I'm going to design all my life. And my clients should like it because I do.
Yeah.
You know, I never been like this. And the fact was, the idea was that why I was not like this and why I was struggling to find a style was because every time I see a different style, I kind of like it. Mm-hmm. Like it has something special. It has something interesting. And my goal was to design for my clients. I want to design what they like, not what I like. And mm-hmm. even in my house, sometimes I have this urge to make every room a different style because it's so amazing to like explore and experiment. There's so many amazing styles out there.
For sure.
You'd be ashamed not to try
them. Not to
them,
do everything.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So Jacob, so you are our co-host here. I've admired your work. And I still do, and I'm always very happy to get your feedback on everything I work on because I really value your opinion. And I know one day you're going to be an amazing designer, and I'm going to be surprised that I work with him.
Yes.
I can't wait for that day. And what else are we preparing here for students?
Well, like you mentioned, we saw that gap with students and kind of going into the real world. And so the goal of this podcast is for us to bring in, obviously, other voices, other guests, people who are professionals in the field, whether they're designers or architects, engineers, reps, you know, electricians, GCs, like whoever, other students, professors, right? Just to kind of bring in other voices so that you, the viewers, who are interested in interior design or who are also in a program and kind of want to navigate this world, hopefully we can be that, you know, aid that you might need, because it was hard. Like when I started working in the field, there was that like moment of, what am I doing here? Like, what if I make a mistake, you know? Yeah. And like now it's an actual budget. It's an actual person, you know? Like if I mess up on these drawings of someone's kitchen, like, and we order cabinets based off of, like, you know, there's so much anxiety around it.
Absolutely.
That we'd obviously want to do whatever we can to make sure that we can minimize that anxiety for anyone watching, you know, who's going into that field as well.
Yeah, absolutely. There is certain things that I think every student should know and should be in contact with, like certain people in the industry before you start designing on your own for real clients mm-hmm. and real projects. We want to bring every trade or every person that works in the same field that you as a designer will work with in this field. So as you mentioned, you know, professors, because students, you know, we need to bring the professors from out of school. We need to yeah. take them out of school, sit them here on our mm-hmm. On our studio.
Our blue couch.
Yes, and we need to ask those questions that we don't ask, you know, at yeah. school.
Or like, if you guys want to leave comments about questions for professors, we'll make yes. a list and then we can ask
Absolutely,
them for you.
Absolutely, yeah. Feel free to leave any comments, send us a DM, leave any feedback you'd like. We would have professors here. We have students who finished the school. They are designing already. They're working for companies. We'll have general contractors here who might be looking for design work. So you are welcome to, you know, let us know if you're in the Chicago area. Let us know if you are open to volunteer to do some design work for general contractors. We can put you in contact with that. And then, you know, showroom reps. Those yeah. are great people to know, right? Mm-hmm. Because this is a big struggle of students. Like, okay, I have a project. Where am I going to go with to mm-hmm. get all these materials, right? Those are the best people to know, showroom reps.
Yeah.
Know where you get your materials, know where to start, know where to ask questions. Like, who do you go to ask a question? You don't need to know everything. Mm-hmm. They
I
are experts.
I think you have made a really good point. We don't know everything.
We
have to
do.
Know a lot of things, but we don't know enough about, I guess, really any specific field, because we're not plumbers or showroom reps or anybody, you know? And so a designer is really only as strong as their network. And that's what we want to build here, right? Is that network so that people get comfortable asking mm-hmm. a question to someone and now don't feel stupid about not knowing something because you can't possibly know it, right? Like I have to go to people and be like, can I do this? Can I do that? Like,
yeah.
Will this material work with that? Will this work here, you know? Because again, I'm thinking creatively. I'm like, I would put like fabric on your ceiling, you know?
Yeah.
And like, can I do that? Is it gonna be a fire rating, you know?
Absolutely,
like all that kind
yeah.
of stuff. So you need the teamwork to make the dream a reality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. It is a huge part of your work is to have a good connection with the right people. And because as you mentioned, you'll never know everything, but mm-hmm. you have the experts that you work with, right? If there is, you know, if you want to buy textiles, you know where to go, mm-hmm. right? And there, let me point this, that there is this big fear in students to go talk to showroom reps.
Yeah.
There's a huge fear there, and I was so scared to talk to anyone
yeah.
related to this field because I said, well, what if they ask me something and I don't know the answers? Mm-hmm. I'm not there yet, but I'm working on this. I know some things, but maybe it's not enough, and it will never be enough. But you being confident enough to go ask questions, like, any questions mm-hmm. and be confident to hang out with, you know, go to the events where experts are
yeah.
like designers or any showroom event that they teach you, they do like a little bit of teaching about their new products or anything. It's so helpful. Mm-hmm. Go ask questions all the time. Don't be scared. It is scary, but don't be. It'll be fine.
And so we also want to bring networking events to you guys and make any kind of, you know, updates and posts about what's happening in the area. So people can go and like meet someone else, you know, other students, other professionals, and just see what the industry is like, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. It's, I think in this field, especially in the beginning, your free time should be filled with interior design events.
No as life. Many as possible. No life, it's just interior design.
Well, if you love the field, if you love the industry, then you're gonna have fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would say try to go to as many events as possible, as many events. And events like, for example, in Chicago, we have NeoCon, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a lot of companies that come and they showcase their products. They're there to answer any question. Mm-hmm. And as a matter of fact, I was there for the first time in my life. I was at NeoCon with a designer. Mm-hmm. And I was so impressed how he asked so many questions. And I was afraid to ask questions because they said, well, I don't want them to think that I don't know anything.
It's almost like, like a smell, like, oh, you're a student. We know you're a student,
you
know?
Yeah. But this designer asked so many questions and questions like, how does this work? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. And that was, for me, that was really important. I said, okay, so you can ask questions. Like, that's how you learn, actually, about this. If it's a new product, how am I supposed to know what you're selling here, right?
Right.
You're not supposed to know.
Yeah.
And they're there to teach you. So now when I go to an event and I see, you know, any products that I'm not aware of, I'm not familiar with, I ask, teach me about what you got here.
Yeah.
I am so eager to learn about your products.
Right, because they're also there for that reason to answer your questions and show you around and like give you all this information because they're the expert in that particular area.
Exactly, yeah. So if I want to use their product in a project, let's say I'm gonna call them and I'm gonna say, you know, here's our project, will this work? Mm-hmm. You know, they're gonna tell us like, yes, it's work, and then the GC is gonna tell you, yes, it's work, and then see, you put things together.
Hopefully we all agree that it works.
Everybody's on the same page, hopefully. Not many times it happens, but I mean, you know, a lot of times it happens, but sometimes it can be, but yeah.
What is your like hope for students following this podcast?
Yeah, the vision here is how can students gain some experience before they get hired, right? Like in order for you to get hired, you still need some work. Mm-hmm. You need to show some results, right, of your work. And this is where there's an opportunity for volunteer work, and that's a great start. You have to do free work, you know, in the beginning. That's how it starts. And so in school, for example, your program might have volunteer opportunities. If you have a club, an interior design club, which we don't, but hopefully other schools do, I hope so. You know, maybe these clubs can organize some volunteer opportunities. We do have volunteer opportunities. If any of you are interested, we can offer you volunteer opportunities in furnishing. And even, you know, somehow I kind of like connect us with general contractors. I work with general contractors. In the beginning, I thought like, well, general contractors don't like to talk to designers. They don't like to connect to them because usually designers bring trouble and they make their work more complicated. But then I realized that, you know, obviously general contractors who really do good work, they do need a designer, and they like working with designers. My GCs like to work with me because I get so much work. I make their work easier.
Right.
I get a lot of drawings for them. I get, you know, all the spec sheets, everything, all materials.
Right.
They just ask for something, is there all the elevation drawings, measurements. So it's so easy for them to build when they have something based off like what to build. So for students, the vision for students is to connect them with the partners in this industry. So we are not alone. We don't have all the answers. If you're a student, do some volunteer work. Start with maybe family projects. You know, help your aunt, help your cousin, whoever, design, decorate, whatever. Mm-hmm. Just start somewhere.
Yeah.
That's the goal, and then move forward from that. Everything happens for a reason in life. So the more you pursue this, the more results you're gonna get.
Yeah.
But we are going to help them.
Hopefully.
Yes.
but also, I want to add, students can also look for and should look for internships.
Oh, absolutely.
And those are sometimes also paid. So like you can get money while doing this. But another way to get real world experience and, you know, actually be part of the industry with underneath someone else. So like they kind of take the responsibility of like anything that might happen, like any mistakes you might make, they should be the ones catching it. So it's a little bit less scary.
You mean like shadowing?
Well, I mean, you can definitely shadow someone. Yeah. For sure, you can shoot an email and then they'll probably let you just come in and see the work. But if you are like signed a contract with like some firm that you're going to be an intern here, you work for someone, right?
Oh,
you work under
course.
Them. And so if you are doing drawings and you're like, oh, I'm nervous about it being right, they'll probably catch it if it's like, you know, if it's like a foot off, they're going to be like, okay, well, this is into the, you know, like it won't be that bad for you. But that's a really good place to start also because you get that exposure without having to take on so much responsibility on yourself that like, ooh, what if I mess up, you know?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, yeah. You are doing your internship right now.
Yeah.
And that's how you actually know about all these things, right? It is great to experiment and to put out ideas out there and do actual work and know that someone else is going to review everything and make sure everything looks fine and is correct. And if something's wrong, they're going to bring it up and going to fix it. And you also learn, like, okay, so I'll do it this way.
And that's how I learned how important showroom reps are. I love my reps. I like the first time I called them, I was like, oh my God, like, hi, like, this is Jacob. I don't know what to tell you, you know? But now I'm like in the mart talking to them, whatever, totally fine conversations, you know? And like, they're showing me like the newest things that come out. Like, here's this new textile. I'm like, okay, cool. Like, let me get a sample, you know? And like, let me show my client. And they usually like them because, you know, it's fresh and new and it's pretty. So it's exciting when you finally like kind of get the rhythm of it. It becomes really fun.
Absolutely. Yeah, showroom reps are there to help you because you are bringing them money.
Right.
So they need you as a client. You are their client. They need you, and they will help you with anything you need.
Yeah.
So this is the relationship. You know, it's not like you're a designer. You're scared to talk to them because some reasons, right? It doesn't work like that. Yeah. They're there to help you.
Right.
And they will. And even if you're a student, let's say you don't have actual projects right now, go talk to showroom reps. Yeah. The ones that are going to be nice to you, they are the ones that you're going to go
that
when you're going to design.
Exactly. Every mean showroom rep, I memorize their name, their face, the company they worked for. Like, it is, I have it in like a little black book. Okay.
Yeah.
So make a little black book of who you don't want to work with.
Yeah. If they're ever mean to you, just don't go to them when you're going to be a designer. You know, go to the ones that were nice to you when you were a student.
Mm-hmm.
And I think those are great people to go to. Like my showroom rep, Michelle. She's in a tile showroom. She's always been extremely helpful. And I even told her, you know, I'm in the beginning of my career and, you know, sometimes I struggle, but I get it done and this is great. Thank you for your help. And she, every time I need her help, I even tell her I need maybe this, that, like this style, something similar to whatever. And she just sends me ideas and sends me options.
Yeah.
Or I send the client there. If I'm not in town or something, I send the client to her and I said, Michelle, like, this is what we're looking for. My client is going to be there. Please take care of her. And they just get the selection done. We review it together
after.
Shout out
to Michelle.
Yeah, right? Good job, Michelle. It's great. Yeah, they're going to be really helpful.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jacob. So tell us, what is something that school does not teach us and school doesn't really provide for us?
Well, I mean, there are probably a handful of limitations that school has. But one thing is everything in school, I mean, programs vary, but it's all very much like almost theological, like philosophical, right? Where you're doing a project and you kind of do all that beginning work, but it never goes anywhere, right? You stop it basically kind of right where it would if it was going to like a bid for a contractor. And so we never really get experience about what does a bid look like? Like, what does it look like when you give a contractor drawings?
Mm-hmm.
Or like, what do they ask you? What do you talk to them about? You know, like, what's that kind of relationship like? And so all of that kind of following work doesn't really come to fruition for us. And obviously, like, as students, we can't be building high rises and something, you know, like there's a limitation to it for a reason. But I also feel like students struggle with realizing that plans are real projects. Like we talked about this a second ago, but a lot of people think like, okay, I just need a grade. Like I'm just gonna do some work, I'm just gonna get a grade. I don't care. And it's like, sure, you can get a grade, but like in the real world, there's no grades,
yeah,
right? Like, this is your portfolio that you're doing when you're a student in reality. So whatever effort you put into it at the beginning is what you're going to get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you get a client, you also don't want to be thinking that you are going to either like half-ass it or realize that you didn't do any of the work before and now you're not prepared for the real world, you know? So there's a few sort of like distinctions that I think students and schools should make with A, connecting students to other industries, to other people, even other creative worlds, like just to communicate and like talk to one another.
Yeah, we mentioned fashion, you know.
And how textiles work and textiles, like all that kind of stuff, or like woodworking, like talk to carpenters, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But then also have students, you know, really take it seriously and think about their future, because you might be on your first day of your first year, but like year two, four, whatever your program is going to catch up to you.
Yeah.
And you want to kind of hit the ground running and like really take on as much as you can and learn as much as you can, because it's your future.
Yes, yes, I agree. And especially as you mentioned, you know, you might think that, oh, I'm just going to get a grade and that's it. But when you do a real project, that's not how you work. No one's going to grade you, but you might get in trouble if you mess it up.
Because even if it's like you're thinking, oh, I'll get a paycheck and it's like, whatever. Yeah, but if something falls and breaks and, you know, possibly hurts somebody,
you're
liable for that.
Yeah.
Like now there's a lot more risk involved, even if you're just doing it for a paycheck, that you need to be, you know, prepared for. And so if you're not listening to your construction drawing professor about how wood actually works behind a wall, and you put in like some giant slabs of porcelain and that wall isn't supported, so now it falls.
Correct.
Well, you know, that was supposed to be what something you caught, you know? And that's what I think is a big thing you mentioned, like that we're just decorators to some people's mind. Like, no, like we have so much of that background work that we have to know to actually make sure your designs don't literally fall apart.
There's a lot of construction involved in it. Mm-hmm. And as we might not be experts in construction, we still have to know a lot.
Right.
This is how, you know, we know a lot about construction, and then we also confirm with the team, like the general contractor, can we build this? This is how I see.
I see it
happening. Mm-hmm. Like, this is my vision for it. Can we build it?
Yeah, can and we, or how do we build it?
How do we build it? Yeah, is this possible? Is it not? And you work together. But if you have no clue because you're a decorator, how are you going to build
it? Or you skipped construction drawing because you were taking naps in the back. Well, then, you know.
Yeah. It's hard if you're not serious about it.
Yeah.
Because honestly, I've never been interested in the grades I get at school. Mm-hmm. That never been something I was like focused on.
Straight A student.
No, but it was more about like, can I do this? What is this? How do I do it? Like, am I happy
learning
with my
results?
Yeah, it's all about learning. Like, I've never been like, oh my God, I need a good grade. Like, I don't care about the grade. As long as I understand what we're doing and I learned something new, that's all I care about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that should be the goal. Let's learn as much as possible, because school is only a few years. Then you're done with it. You're going to be out there doing actual work, and you should be prepared for it.
Yeah, and hopefully the program that you're in is also giving you actual like technical parts of the field as well, because I feel like some of them are very much like just the art of design and not so much like the nitty gritty things that we also have to know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I agree.
How to start small.
If only.
If only you could start small.
We could talk about this for forever.
Well, I mean, we also kind of hit on that too. We touched on it.
Yeah, yeah. But remember, last time we talked about this, how to start small was there's no other way how to start. Like,
it's your family.
You can only start small.
Yeah.
After you finish school, you can only start small unless you have a family that kind of puts everything in front of you and makes you very successful, you know,
based on
someone else's work.
Yeah.
And you can just be the brand, which there are cases. And that's not wrong.
Yeah.
It's just if you're lucky enough, you don't have to do much.
Or if that's what you want, then you can go for that, right?
Sure. Yeah, but starting, let's say you finished interior design program. You are looking for an internship maybe. Or you should you should look for work. Yeah. But how do you start? Like, how do you get some work done? So as we mentioned before, you have to start small, start with your room, start with your house, start with your grandma's house, see what you can do, put a different spin on the things that are already built. You know, what if this could be different? You know, and then any family, any friends that are renovating, ask for you to be there, ask for you to help them, you know, let me help you with this. let me take you to the store. Let's explore together. Mm-hmm. Why not, right? This is how you can start. And then something that's actually very important. I tend to believe that there's very few people who don't have a general contractor around. There's very few mm-hmm. people. Like, please look around you. A family, a friend, acquaintance, like someone, you know, someone knows yeah. someone who's a general yeah. contractor.
100%.
Get that contact, give them a call, meet up with mm-hmm. that person. Can I help you for free? Yeah. Let me do a design for you. Do you work on a project? Can I do a project site with you? Visit. Let's do a visit together. I'm going to take measurements. I'm going to do a 3D design for you, drawings. What do you need?
Yeah.
Like, I'll do it for free. If you like it, you know, maybe we can work together. Mm-hmm. This is how you start. You have to go out there and ask.
Yeah.
You have to prove yourself yeah. pretty much. No one's going to come to you. Yeah. So here's the story. When I started my business, I worked so much on learning. Because I had so much to learn, right? And you never stop learning in this field. But there was so much to learn on how to, first of all, not only interior design, but how to run the business, how mm-hmm. to get everything in order and stuff like that from a business point. But then after I learned a lot, I realized I had no clients.
Yeah.
And then I was like, wait a second, now I know, now I'm confident I can do the work, but like, how do I get clients? And then this is how my mind was going crazy again, like, oh my God, this is not it. When you own your own business, you gotta do everything. So you have to be brave enough to go out there and ask mm-hmm. anyone for, you know, right. any work that you can do for them.
Yeah. Okay, so you started a business. How did you overcome your nervousness?
You know, I don't think I ever overcome.
That's fair.
Yeah, I think nervousness stays with you. In certain situations, you're always going to be nervous. Mm-hmm. If you, because every project is so different, and every time you're building something different, it's not that if you did a couple projects, you're all set. Mm-hmm. You do that over and over again, and everyone's happy, you're good, comfortable. No, every project is new, and you got to be creative, and you have to fix problems, you know, mm-hmm. especially when you do remodels. When you remodel a project, you know, it's already built, so let's tear it apart and let's build something different because we have certain issues. Usually there's problems. It's not that maybe the place is outdated, but it has functionality issues, mm-hmm. you know, layout issues, like something doesn't work right and people want to, you know, redo it. And you need to fix problems. This is how it works. If it's a new construction, I find it easier because you do it the right way from the beginning.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit easier.
Hopefully.
Yeah, right? But when the place is already built, you know, it's a remodel, mm-hmm. then you have to overcome problems there and you have to fix problems. So you're going to be nervous. Because you're going to be nervous. Something new, if you build something, like if you create something new, a new layout in that place or anything, there are certain issues that come up. Like, for example, we were working in a bathroom project, right? So I started working on the design with my client like 2 months ahead. So we have all materials by the time they start the demo so they can get on it quick and finish fast, right? And that was great. We did 2 months of design work. We picked all materials, we ordered. When they start demo, they realized we cannot build what we wanted because of the framing of the house and the structural. So we had to change the entire layout, you know? So this yeah. is how you're gonna be nervous because it's not just mm-hmm. one and done, like, okay, yeah. I did my design. I could say like, well, I did my design work. Like, I don't care what you're doing from mm-hmm. here. Yeah. But that's not how it works. You are going to be part of that project until it's complete. Mm-hmm. Everything you specify, it's on you.
Yeah.
I would always confirm everything with my GCs, you know, with my team. Like, can we do this? Is this possible? Let's mm-hmm. be on the same page with everything. And that's how you're you sleep better at night, I would say. Yeah. How about you, Jacob? How do you overcome nervousness? Let's say in an internship, what are you mm-hmm. nervous about?
Nothing anymore.
She's like, I'm numb.
I'm numb to it. No. You know, I think one thing that I'll say is my boss trusts me.
Okay.
You know, and so not having someone that's like always over your shoulder or like yeah. whatever, like nervous about you, on it makes you feel less nervous just inherently.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And it was definitely at the beginning, like I was unsure about, you know, what I was doing. I was unsure about school when I first started, right? I was like, do I belong here? Am I, like, this is my field? And so it was the same thing when I had an internship. But after like meeting some clients and like seeing that they went with some of the choices that I made, like it was like, oh, okay, no, like I'm good, you know, like I can do this. And so there's only things that like I still kind of am iffy towards, like especially budgets and like ordering things. I'm like, oh my God, what if I order like 10, you know, extra of this or whatever, and then it's too much, like, you know, in quantity. And so like that is always like when someone's money's on the line, I'm like, mm-hmm. ooh, let me make sure I have like triple check everything, you know. Yes. But you kind of just, for me at least, I kind of got over that nervousness because I just, you know, started doing it. And then like eventually you would just feel comfortable.
Yeah.
I also grew up on construction sites because my dad was a contractor, you know this. And so that part of the project is never like new to me. Mm-hmm. I kind of know how that works. So like talking to a contractor is not a problem, like that's easy because like I get the language. And so yeah. like it really just comes from you doing it.
Yeah,
you know, like
yeah.
there's no real other way of getting over the nervousness because until you do it, you're always going to be, you know, running these scenarios in your mind. And so just take the leap, dive
yeah.
in.
Yeah, I agree.
You're going to feel like you don't belong at the beginning. You're going to feel like oh, yes. kind of the whole fake it till you make it thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And you just have to keep, you know, chugging along until mm-hmm. you like it. And I mean, you might realize you don't like it. If you're in school and you're like, this isn't for me, that's also okay. No shame.
Yeah, I would say it depends for what reason mm-hmm. you might consider that this is not for you.
Yeah.
You have to be very careful because, for example, if you're a comfortable person, you don't want to work too much, mm-hmm. like get out of your comfort zone for anything, then you might give up mm-hmm. without even trying.
Yeah.
Right? So if there are like real reasons, like you really don't like to do any of the assignments at school, I would say, yeah, that's not
yeah.
for you.
Yeah, if you're having a bad time every day,
yeah.
we have an issue.
Exactly. Because I struggle with certain classes as well, but it's not everything. I go mm-hmm. with joy and I learn so much, mm-hmm. right? So I love it. But I do struggle as well yeah. with certain things, like certain courses you're great at, and one is like, it's your first yeah. day ever in school. Yeah. That's how
it's
you
your
feel.
First day on earth, like.
Yeah. That's how you feel about it. And that's fine. You're going to get over that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just a semester and hopefully you learn and you get better at it.
Yeah.
But you cannot like everything in life. Mm-hmm. And no matter what field you're going to pick at the end of the day, yeah. it's you're still going to have to work really hard mm-hmm. and you're still going to have to make sacrifices. You have to make commitments. You have to take responsibility mm-hmm. to get somewhere in life.
Yeah.
So you have to have your goals straight. Mm-hmm. Like you have to make sure you understand what you're working for. And if you are really committed to it, you're going to make it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not impossible.
Yeah.
There's so many people out there mm-hmm. doing it every day, and there's no reasons why you wouldn't.
Yeah. I also feel like there's many different avenues an interior design student can go. You know, like you can do residential, you can do commercial, you can go into like the medical field and like, how does that design work? You can do furniture design.
Absolutely.
You can become a sales rep or work on like other projects
yeah.
and be a project manager. Like there's mm-hmm. so many things that you can do if you are like, no, I really don't like X or Y in the mm-hmm. program. That might be what pushes you towards a different direction. And like, what can you do in design that takes you where you want to be?
Exactly, yeah. As you mentioned, you would prefer to work more in commercials than residential.
Mm-hmm.
So this is all a preference.
Yeah.
Also like textile.
Yeah.
Or wall coverings,
mm-hmm.
or like there's so
yeah,
like
designers
window
work on those
paint.
Projects. Yeah,
yeah, it's crazy. Like mm-hmm. every time we had some, you know, companies come in and showcase their products at school, we were so impressed. They were
yeah.
like, you know, if you don't want to design for a client, then you can be a designer,
right.
you know, in a company like us and do you know mm-hmm. wall covering design.
Yeah.
You're a designer. There's so much. Yeah,
yeah.
And I think a lot of people only know, you know, decorator and
yeah.
designer and architect.
Yeah.
That's all they know.
And I think it's like just houses.
Yeah.
Like that's where I have to go. And it's,
yeah.
that's not the reality.
Exactly. Yeah. There's so much more to mm-hmm. it. And we're so excited to
open that world.
Yes. Thank you. Open that world mm-hmm. and present all the options that people have in
yeah.
this field. It's not just black and white. There's
yeah.
so much more to it. And it's so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ever crossed your mind, you might be interested in it. So
yeah.
why not pursue it, right?
Check it out and see.
Yeah. Yes. Next time we're going to break down like what type of interior designers,
right.
You know, what type of mm-hmm. design you can do, you
yeah.
can become.
We're going to take it piece by piece.
Yeah. Programs
yeah.
in interior design, related programs.
Mm-hmm.
certificates, yeah. even if you want to try, you mm-hmm. know, if you're not very confident and you want to try small.
Yeah, you start with a certificate.
Yeah, just get a certificate first, mm-hmm. get in there, see how you feel about it. And, you know, it's not a big commitment.
Yeah, yeah, but we're hoping that every episode is going to, you know, help you guys navigate the world of interior design and architecture. Like we said, we're going to have guests. So one of our upcoming ones are going to have a guest. You guys get to meet her. But yeah, when you stay tuned, you'll see all the beautiful things that we have laid out for the season.
Yes, yes. Hopefully we can be of help to anyone who is, you know, not certain and also who is in school or is thinking to start school or is finishing school.
Right. Just finished school.
Yeah, yeah, just finished school. Finished school, what do
Hates
I do?
Hates your job, wants something else. Like, yeah. We're here for you.
Yeah, we're here for you. We have been in the same, you know, in the same spots as you. If you're a student, if you're a beginner, if you're anywhere in that area, we've been there. Mm-hmm. We know how it is, and we see so many students struggling with similar things. So this is where we notice a pattern, and we said we need to do something about it, and here we are.
And we mentioned bringing on like other guests and stuff, but also we want your comments. We want you guys to talk to us and like let us know what you want to see, because if you have a guest or some information you want, we'll make it happen, you know, like we'll try our best. So definitely reach out, send us a DM, send us a comment, you know, and see if we can, you know, squeeze you into our schedule.
Absolutely. And if you are, if you have an interesting story, anything that you can, students can learn from you, we are welcoming you over here.
Yeah.
Come in, share with us. We are so excited to meet as many of you as possible and build a community, help each other, and hopefully we'll all become successful together.